I began to ask the Lord, is there any way I can get a sign? Can you show me something that would cause me to know that you're hearing me, that you're aware of what's going on in our life? And about the time the phone rang, and I picked up the phone, and when I picked it up, there was a strange phone number on it. You know how you get those very long ones, and it's like, this is a bizarre-looking number. But I answered it. It was a man's voice with a heavy accent, and I couldn't understand who he said he was. I just couldn't detect his name. But he said, I'm in Jerusalem, Israel, and Rabbi has asked me to reach out and collect prayer requests of people so that in the morning we can sit around the table and pray about people's needs. Is there something I can pray with you about? That hit me so hard. I leaned against the wall, and I slid down the wall as I was holding that phone to my face until I finally was sitting on the floor, and I began to tell this man the situation going on in our life, all the while knowing that God was speaking to me in that call. Now, I just wanted to let you know God has appointed times with your name on them, specific seasons, where he's determined to reveal his great love to you and to make sure you know how precious you are to him.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.